Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, not just one, but three best-selling books released posthumously. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. I haven't even written an outline for a screenplay, let alone a novel. But all of my little comedy scribbles on the back of envelopes would make a great book one day. If I could read them. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Just 2 days left on my ticket special. Hang on for details. Before his career as a writer, Stieg Larsson was known for his struggle against racism and right-wing extremism. In 1995, when 8 people were killed by neo-Nazis in Sweden, he was a leader behind the founding of the Expo Foundation, a group intended on exposing neo-Nazi activity in Sweden. Under constant threat of violence from those he opposed, he turned to novel writing as a form of relaxation. This included the detective novels in his trilogy, the Millennium series, which has sold more than 20 million copies in 41 countries as of 2010. He wrote them for relaxation. Have you read these? Hardly serene. At least I wasn't relaxed. Tragically, Stieg Larsson died suddenly from a heart attack in 2004, so the trilogy was published posthumously. And by 2008, he became the second best-selling author in the world, behind Khaled Hosseini, author of The Kite Runner. Unlike painters, though, it doesn't seem that authors have to die in order to become famous. J.K. Rowling, Stephanie Meyer, Chairman Mao, Ted Kaczynski, all authors who were famous while alive, for different reasons. The first book in Stieg Larsson's Millennium series is called what? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The Girl with the Butterfly Face Paint. The Girl with the Hippopotamus Henna? The Girl with the Tiger Tramp Stamp. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was made into a movie first in Scandinavia in 2009 and then in 2011 in Hollywood. In Sweden, the movie was called Män som hatar kvinnor, which means Men Who Hate Women. They couldn't use that title in Hollywood for obvious reasons. They had already made Brokeback Mountain. 'Cause that's a movie about men who prefer men. I guess they don't hate women, they just prefer men over women, but it's arguably still an appropriate title for... I wish I knew how to quit this. Play the interactive Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. Check there for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and a chance for you to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show. And there's just 2 days left to take advantage of the buy two, get a third for free ticket special. Use the discount code AGQS3. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.